Highbridge Audio presents Conscious Capitalism, Liberating the Heroic Spirit of Business by John Mackey and Raj Sisodia, read by Grover Gardner. Preface to the paperback edition. When Conscious Capitalism was first published, the ideas that it contained were considered radical by many. Among the most radical, and underscored in the subtitle of the book, is our strong belief in the heroic nature of business, its essential virtues, and its extraordinary potential to do more good for more people in a sustained manner than any other economic system ever invented by humankind. At a time when business is vilified and caricatured as the source of virtually every problem and the solution to none, this message has been an inspiration to many entrepreneurs and business leaders who want to have a positive impact on the world while also building thriving businesses that provide excellent economic returns. Since publication, many business leaders have told us their stories about how conscious capitalism changed their thinking, improved their organizations, or set them on a new and better path for the future. Even more people have expressed appreciation for a framework that puts words to their intuitive sense of how to build a great business. One such leader is Brian Schultz, the founder and CEO of Studio Movie Grill. He has used the four pillars of conscious capitalism to drive top team alignment. His leaders finally have a playbook and common language for strengthening their conscious culture and more fully engaging their 3,500 employees. Like Brian Schultz, Illinois entrepreneur Nick Cirillo of Nick's Pizza and Pub has experienced the power of a common language and the effectiveness of conscious capitalism principles to rally his younger workforce. 70% of his employees are under the age of 25. In an industry where the average employee turnover exceeds 100%, Nick's Pizza is experiencing less than 20% turnover. Scott Miller, the CEO of Interstate Batteries, has recently used conscious leadership values to inspire his executive team to reimagine the connection between meaning and business performance. He has engaged his company's stakeholders, including a national network of distributors and franchisees, in a one-year journey to uncover and articulate his company's purpose. He believes that this process will set the foundation for the next decade of collaboration and partnering. Oklahoma's First United Bank has subscribed to the importance of corporate citizenship in the communities they serve for decades. With the conscious capitalism model now in hand, CEO Greg Massey and his leadership team have been able to institutionalize generations of corporate tribal knowledge into a well-articulated purpose statement and stakeholder model. This output has become a valuable tool for informing strategy and enhancing recruiting, onboarding, and employee development. Ed Manzi, CEO of Fidelity Bank in central Massachusetts, has embraced the principles of conscious capitalism to define a new purpose for the community bank and create a detailed roadmap for conscious leadership. The bank uses a philosophy it calls life design, which inspires an engaged and caring workforce to go the extra mile to help clients get where they need to be. The book has inspired entrepreneurs in the social venture space as well. For example, Verb Inc. is a social enterprise whose purpose is to activate and empower social entrepreneurs through innovation competitions and an online marketplace. Its signature competition is the Dell Social Innovation Challenge, which over the past 7 years has awarded more than $750,000 in seed funding. The competition has received more than 7,000 venture proposals from over 60 countries and has doubled in size year after year. Teams used to have to answer 5 somewhat traditional business questions. What is your innovation? Who benefits the most? Who pays? What is success? How will you get there? Going forward, the organizers are using the conscious capitalism framework to screen companies. They are asking entrepreneurs to define their purpose and the purpose of their organization, build a stakeholder map and describe how the enterprise creates value for each stakeholder, undertake exercises to foster conscious leadership, and articulate how they will build